This morning, we'd like steadfast in the faith. In the 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 7 through 14. Before studying the Word of God in the Bible, we want to present three questions. Number one, in verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, what does it mean? Question 1, in verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, what does it mean? Question 2, in verse 10, suffered a while, what does it mean? Question 2, in verse 10, suffered a while, what does it mean? Question 3, in verse 14, peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. What does it mean? Question 3. In verse 14, peace to you, all who are in Christ Jesus. What does it mean? First of all, we want to see the background. Disciple Peter sent a letter to a church where was under the control of the Roman Empire. Although the Bible says, she who is in Babylon. So disciple Peter never stayed in Babylon historically. So therefore Babylon means persecuting country. At that time, would have been Roman Empire, which persecuted Christians. So Peter sent a letter to church where was in Roman Empire, close to Nero, the emperor's climax persecution in 63 AD. So last time we see chapter 6, verses 2 through 4, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly. So disciple Peter encouraged the elders to shepherd the flock of God, or to feed the flock of God, or take care the flock of God, willingly, not forcibly, or not by compulsion, not for dishonest gain, not for personal monetary gain, but eagerly. So willingly, eagerly, elders should shepherd the flock of God, not as being lords of those entrusted to you. So the sheep entrusted by God to you, you should be example to the flock, not like a lord or controlling the flock of God. Rather than you should be example to the flock. And when chief shepherd or the Lord Jesus Christ appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So the elders should be humble, so willingly, eagerly shepherd the flock of God. Be example to the flock. Then the Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming again, shall give the crown of glory to you. Then verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. So life is filled with care. So care, three cases are existent. Number one, sin case. If we committed sin, then we would face struggles At that moment, the 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Accordingly, we confess our sins and ask God's forgiveness. God will forgive our sins. All unrighteousness, which means any sins, except unpardonable sin, which is unbelief. Number two case, a care case, necessity case. Sometimes we worry to eat, drink, wear. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 32. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. In this context, the Gentiles means unbelievers seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you, believers, need all these things to eat, to drink, to wear. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So we should first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All the other necessity thing to seek God's kingdom shall be added to you. The third case is persecution. So because of faith, I might get persecuted. So I should take care of myself. In that case too, therefore, the first Peter, chapter 4, verse 19, therefore, let those who suffer or who are persecuted according to the will of God or for faith in God, commit their souls to him. Commit your thought, souls meaning will, intention, thought, sense, everything, things, to the law in doing good as to a faithful creator. So, right here, cast all cares to God. Or casting all your cares upon God, upon the Lord. So what types of cares? Number one, sin case, confess your sin. Then God will forgive you. Number two, necessity case. In order to survive physically, we need a necessity. In that case, seek first God's kingdom and righteousness, and the other thing shall be added to you automatically. The third case of persecution. In the last 6 months, the several hundred Iranian Christians were arrested for faith. That is example. In that case, commit your thought, your intention, your will to the Lord. So Lord will take care for you. That is first the case. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, works about meaning works around everywhere, works everywhere like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Right here, adversary. So devil is an adversary, not friend. Even if pretended to be friends to Christians, but bottom line, devil's hidden intent is destroy Christian or ministries. So adversary is not friend. So devil. Devils like a roaring lion. Therefore, we should be sober and be vigilant. not you know, Confucius, not you know, Virgil. So sober, heavy, sound mind, and be vigilant, take over yourself against the adversary. So not to be tricked by the devil, although he appears friends or make a trap to destroy you. Verse 9, resist him, but Peter, the words or teach us, resist adversary. So do not compromise with the adversary. Resist the devil, steadfast in the faith. What does it mean, steadfast in the faith? Stand on the faith, steadfast. Firmly, be firm in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So same suffering are experienced by your co-brothers, meaning your believers, you know, your friend or your brothers and sisters in Christ. Also same suffered such sufferings. James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil. Not like make friendship with the devil, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So he will run away from you. Draw near to God, right here, draw near to God. Or cast all your cares upon him. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. So sinners, cleanse your hands. Purify your heart, you double-minded. So if you have double-minded, one mind to God, the other mind you know, to mammon, so purify your hands. Well, one mind to God, the other minds to fleshly thing. So purify your heart. The first John chapter 4, verse 4, you are of God, which means you come from God, or you belong to God. Little children, which means the little face, or you know, baby creature, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So have overcome everything in the world. So overcome the devils or the Antichrist. Overcome those things because the Lord who is in you. So when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Christ is in us. So the Christ Spirit is greater than the devil's spirit in the world. So therefore, let the Spirit overcome any devil's spirit in the world. So because the Spirit over Christ is greater than the devil supreme in the world. To him, verse 11, verse 10 now, but made the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Right here, the suffering in the world is for what? For a short time compared to eternal kingdom, eternal glory. That's why right here, suffered a while. So, we might suffer for our faith in Christ. But those sufferings are shorter than the glory, our glory in the eternal kingdom. Because the eternal thing is compared to our physical life on the earth. You know, our physical life on the earth, you know, much bit shorter, you know, compared to eternality. So that's why. So right here, basically, eternal glory is compared to the suffering time during physical life. Verse 11, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So God will have glory forever. So God dominion meaning God control, you know, forever, or God's power is forever. So at the end of the Lord's Prayer, so we said God's glory and power is forever, you know, like that. Verse 12, by Silvanus. Silvanus is a Silas. So we can see Silvanus' story, Acts chapter 15, verse 22. Then it pleased the apostle and elders with the whole church to send the chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading man among the brethren. So right here, Paul, Barnabas, Silas, or Silvanus were sent as missionaries. Acts chapter 15, verse 22. Also Acts chapter 15, verse 36 through 41. So the second mission tour. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing. Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark, but Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commanded by brethren to the grace of God, and he went through Syria and Cilicia, strangling the churches. So basically, second mission trip, two parties. One is Barnabas and Mark, the other one is Paul and Silas. So right here, second mission trip, Silas was with disciple Paul. So also the First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 1, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So far we see Silvanus was co-minister with disciple Paul. The Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 1, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy too, to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Also the Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 19, for the Son of God Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was a yes, or in him was always amen. So we can see Silvanus or Silas often was ministering with the disciple Paul rather than Peter. But right here, Peter said, by Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I consider him. Peter also considered Silvanus as a faithful brother. I have written to you meaning is the church who was in under control of Roman Emperor, briefly exhorting which meaning? Encourage and correct, exhorting and testifying that there is a true grace of God in which you stand. So you stand in true grace of God, which meaning your faith based upon the true grace of God. She who is in Babylon, right? She is because the church is often used as the female pronoun. That's why she, because the church is the bride is a symbol over church. Groom is a symbol of the Lord. So that's why, you know, a church is indicated by the feminine pronoun rather than masculine pronoun. So why she? She meaning, you know, church who is in Babylon, elected together with you, greet you. And so does Mark, my son. So Mark is disciple Peter's supporter son, like Paul, you know, calls Timothy, or Titus called my sons. It is the same meaning. So we can see Mark is Acts chapter 12, verse 25. And Barnabas and Saul meaning Paul, returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry. And they also took with them John, whose surname was Mark. So from beginning, Barnabas, Saul, and the Mark, you know, together, the mission tree. Acts chapter 13, verse 13. Now when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John Mark, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. So John Mark quit at the first mission trip. So among Paul and Barnabas, so quit, returned to Jerusalem. Colossians chapter 4, verse 10. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greet you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. So Mark is the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you receive the instruction. If he comes to you, welcome him. So disciple Paul looked for, you know, Mark. So Philemon chapter 1, verse 24, disciple Paul says, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, my fellow laborers. So disciple Paul called John Mark as my fellow laborers, or co-servant, or co-ministers. Mark chapter 14, verse 51-52, the book of Mark was written by Mark based upon Mark's hearing what Peter said. So, but Mark, you know, participated eyewitness some part in the book of Mark, you know, chapter 14, verses 51-52. Now, a certain young man, indicating John Mark, followed the Lord, having a linen cloth thrown around his naked body, and the young man laid hold over him. And he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. So basically, John, you know, ran away naked because the other, you know, soldiers grabbed John Mark's closure. So that's why, you know, his closure was taken away by soldiers. So right here, the disciple Peter said, the marker is my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. So the Greek, you know, at that time culture, you know, the greeting by kissing, you know, one another, usually cheek, kiss on cheek. Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Last week, we had a senior pastor conference, but before I went to a senior conference, I thought I might have peace in the whole week, you know, senior pastor conference. But unexpectedly, so the first day, Monday, I got phone from one Bible study group's member. She called me a particular, a certain member made her, you know, a certain problem to distract the Bible study group, you know. That's why, you know, I prayed for her, you know, and with the other, the co-step members. So together, so that issue was resolved on Thursday. So Monday through on Thursday. Also Thursday night, my wife called me. She got attempted to be attacked by dog, house dog. So that's why I came back to home to settle that problem. So Thursday night, I slept at my home. Then Friday, early morning, 1:15, so one mission house, in the morning, 1:15 in the morning, one mission house got full of smoke because one staff member, he put on the boiled soup on, like, gas ranger stove, but he didn't turn it off. That's why the soup is burnt, you know, a lot of smoke. So that's why he called me 1:15 in the morning. So that is the next day, you know, Saturday. So we settled, you know, that issue attaching additional smoke detector. So later we had over there, you know, one smoke detector, so we attached another smoke detector. That moment I learned real peace in Christ Jesus, not in the world. So John chapter 14 verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives you, I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Jesus said, my peace I give it to you. My peace is not as the world of peace. So this kind of word was used to the believers who are persecuted, who were persecuted under the Roman Empire. So right here, real true peace in Christ Jesus. So particularly this verse encouraged me. So I thought of the true peace in Christ Jesus, not in the world, not in the Calvary Chapel, you know, Senior Pastor Conference, not in, you know, any world, only in Christ Jesus. Let's see each question in verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, what does it mean? So all cares should be put upon him. So I gave all cares upon the Lord. So that means, so three care cases. One is sin cases. Number two, necessity case. Number three, persecution case. And this is chapter persecution case. In verse 10, suffered a while, what does it mean? So no matter what, we suffer on the earth. That is a very, very shorter time compared to eternal glory in eternal kingdom. So then meaning, you know, whatever suffering during our physical life is much shorter. That's why a while shorter than eternal glory in heavenly kingdom. Question 3. In verse 14, peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. What does it mean? So the believers who are in Babylon or who are under the persecution of a Roman Empire, true peace in Christ Jesus. No matter what suffering occurs in the world on the earth, physical suffering, mental suffering, financial suffering, emotional suffering, our true peace in Christ Jesus. God bless you richly.